The love of God is what makes it possible for a man to go through hell for God. Because Paul said, the love of Christ, he said, it constraineth us. For we thus judge that if one died for all, they that live, 2 Corinthians 5:14, should no longer live unto themselves, but for him that died for them. And as a wise man, he taught us the love of God from three dimensions. The first dimension he taught us the love of God from is what God saved us from. You know, if you don't know what God saved you from, you can trivialize it. If they gave you a house and with certain rules, for example, that don't use light, don't use matches here, and then you thought it was a joke and you use matches and suddenly the whole house is burnt off, and the person who gave you the house comes back and say, no problem, I will replace it, you may just walk home and say, that's a serious mistake, I use matches. You won't know what happened. Maybe if they come to you and tell you that the air conditions in the house alone is what? $50,000. And then they tell you the roofing of that house is $300,000. You will now become alive to the blunder you committed. You don't know the cause, so you may just assume, why did I hunt the matches? Well, a new house has come, so let's go and enjoy. So the way Paul needs to show you the love of God is to open your eyes to what you were saved from, so that you will know what you would have paid if you were demanded to pay. Because if your eyes are not open, you can take it for granted. That's why Adam thought he ate an apple. The best way to wrap the love of God is to reveal to humankind what he was saved from. The second way to wrap the love of God is to reveal to humankind what was done for salvation to be available to him. That's what we call the finished works of Christ. And so, in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21, he said he made him that was without sin to become sin for us, that we may become, through Christ Jesus, the righteousness of God. You will read that statement and read it like a verse. Because you may not have taken time to contemplate how a God that is sinless in all eternity suddenly will carry sin upon himself. So Paul will have to teach you what it means. It's not like you degrading yourself to go and live among the pigs so that you can save a pig. The first thing you need to understand is the way men think is different from how pigs think. You know what pig? What a pig calls for is to go and enjoy the mud. Now, the mud where the pig bathes, you can't stand it. Can you imagine? Now, a pig is a wanderer. Sometimes you are sleeping at night, you are hearing somewhere at the backyard, a pig is at work. So, you will now begin to imagine what it means to move from your bed, your cozy bed under the blanket, and begin to roam about in the night, naked. You will now begin to imagine coming out of the shower and beginning to shower in the mud just because you are trying to save a pig. I'm not saying man is a pig. I'm actually saying in sin we were worse than pigs. And so when he said he made him that was without sin to become sin for us, you know, Jesus said, the words I speak, they are spirit and life. And he said something. He said, the flesh profits nothing. At least a pig is what a meat. But the fallen man, he said, he profits nothing. And so when a God took sin upon himself, it means a God made himself to become worthless. That's what he's saying. The Almighty. And then the thought, which is the cap of it all, is that you that was worth nothing, he decided to glorify. In Romans chapter 8, verse 29 to verse 30, the Bible said, he whom he foreknew, the same he predestinated. And he said, him that he predestinated, the same he called. Him that he called, the same he justified. And he that he justified, the same he glorified. So he took your place so that you will take his place. He took death so that you will take life. He took shame so that you will take glory. He took pain so that you will take gain. What manner of love is this? That's why John exclaimed. He said, what manner of love is this? What manner of love is this? That we should be called the sons of God. Men that qualify for nothing. Men that deserve nothing. All we deserve was the judgment of the ages to come. But he decided to take the place of shame so that you can taste of glory. Not because you did anything right, but because his love compelled him. These are the foundations of the gospel. And so the first article of the gospel is the experiential revelation of the love of God. And the love of God is not something you stumble upon. You will be taught it, precepts upon precepts, lines upon lines. And the first way you come to understand the love of God is when you know what you were saved from. He said, knowing the terror of God, we commend men to repent. There is a lake of fire awaiting every man that have not received of the love of God. If you don't know what you were saved from, you will not embrace the love of God. And the second way to know the love of God is what it took for you to be saved. That the God of glory decided to die the death of a criminal. Excellency in majesty, angels could not behold him. Kings in the spirit dethroned themselves just to show his relevance. Said the 24 elders, they fell from their thrones. They cast their crown without soliciting for it. They dethroned themselves. We can't be kings where you exist. But with that level of glory, he decided to strip himself of glory. He took the likeness of a man, took off reputation from himself, and died the death of a thief. And as if that is not enough, after he justified you, he decided that you too will taste of glory. When you come into this understanding, the love of God begins to flow from your spirit like water. And the sign that you have known the love of God is not that you sang a song. It said the love of Christ constrains us. For we thus judge that if one died for all, then they that live should no longer live unto themselves, but for him that died for them. And so the testimony of the cross is an attempt of God to unveil to a generation the liquid love of the Father. That's why I say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but to have eternal life.